It's just a way of life. Little old ladies, I mean, that wouldn't even think of if they were doing something that was illegal or not, because it's just it's a tradition.
What do you call the product?
We just say that you just soak it in rum.
In other words, it's not something you would buy at a store.
No, you wouldn't buy it at a store, but it's just one of our folk medicines. And, you know, when you say folk medicine, I mean, like, as I said, little old ladies, little old men, everybody will say to you, boy, if you have the flu, you know the best thing, you know, have some ganja, we're soaking a white rum. Or you need to soak some green ganja in some white rum and take a little thing. So it's just so, it's embedded as part of our folk culture.
Yeah.
It will almost be like telling people that you couldn't eat ackee. It's just a part of the folk culture. It's two things that you do that way. You do the, you know, allspice pimento, the ripe ones, the ripe berries. You soak it in rum, and that they use for pain. And the same thing, you soak ganja in rum.
But I mix the ganja, pimento, and rum together.
And then mix the three of them together.
If you have a belly pain with the pimento and the rum and ganja, you just take a spoon and the belly pain go.
It's folk. It's folk medicine.
But it works.
It works.
Yeah.
Works wonders.
Sometimes people say they have pains in their stomach and they drink that and they bring up all this green stuff and all that stuff. You know, it's part of the folk culture. I mean, people have to. It's so much a part of the medicine for country people that it is ridiculous that you have to hide if you want to have a plant of it or something like that. It's ridiculous. It's just like having a banana tree in your yard or something like that. I mean, I couldn't imagine if somebody ever came. I mean, the way I feel about it is if I feel to grow one in my garden in Portland, Tony, I'm going to grow it anyway, even if it's the front or the back, because I would have to, if somebody was to come to arrest me for that, then I think I would have to really test the law.
You cannot charge for what, if one plant's growing here, you cannot cultivate it.
Yeah, but you have policemen. Danny, did you know that if you have two seeds in your pocket and the police stop you right now, they can arrest you? Mm-hmm. Two seeds, you know? That's how ridiculous it is. How far did your driver go?
I think he went back to Point Antonio to try and get gas.
Okay.
And he was sufficiently out of gas, so he might not have made it to Point Antonio.
We didn't see anybody stuck on the road, did
we? Right. And he was going to get his car fixed up in some way, too, so he may not be back in the short time. How was Port Antonio hit in the hurricane?
No, Port Antonio had no problems.
No problem.
Give thanks. Because Port Antonio has a flooding problem. It's a flood-prone area.
Really?
Oh, yes. And if Port Antonio had gotten the amount of rain that they had gotten up in the mountains, Port Antonio would not have been anymore.
Wow.
They have a serious problem.
And then the rain came pouring out of the mountains and took bridges out.
Because actually, my home is up in the mountains. But because of, as I said, my daughter and her final years in school, that's why we're in Port Antonio. But we're mountain people.
Whereabouts in the mountains?
When you go to Hope Bay at the police station and turn up,
and
you go up in that area.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. We live on a mountain like those over there. Danny, where is that over there? That's Mount Pleasant? Mm-hmm. So I like that house, this one in the building over there, Danny. Where is that?
That's a new road.
You mean the road that they call New Road?
Yeah, I'm going to put it on the road.
That's a dead end road.
I go right back to Dali. It's just right. Okay. The bus is there for some.
Right.
Flo O'Connor.
Yes.
Director, used to be director,
yes,
of Human Rights.
Yes, she used to work with Human Rights. I don't remember what her title was. But now she works in the Ministry of, what is that?
Justice.
What was it? Security and Justice. But they just split this now within the last couple of weeks, so I don't know exactly which one she is at. But she also trains the police when they're in boot camp. But she doesn't do, I think she does also, she used to, I think, do a lot of work in the prisons. That's why I mentioned her name, yes, when she was under Human Rights.
Did you know Sister Fire?
Yes,
I met her when I was here 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Any idea what's happened to her?
Well, she is now in Ocherias.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's now in Ocherias. She's not in Portland anymore.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. She had a tragedy in her family, and so she moved out to take care of her family's business.
So I would propose that you write me something that Dennis can
Denny
can take with me to give to the Colonel and to Colonel Harris.
Yes. Okay.
And
Sterling and Harris.
Sterling and Harris.
Sterling and Harris. Do you have paper?
No, but let me see if
I have paper. I always go by satellite.
I was slowly with a little bit of it. I was a little bit of it. My back cover. My back here, I took the solely for Sedona. Nothing. What do you think is more than that? I used to be chairperson for culture for the parish at
So Denny, where were you born?
Portland.
Right here. Are people still polling on the river, or is that stopped now?
No, you can drive across.
But I mean the...
You mean the rafting?
The rafting.
Oh.
They still do it.
But they had, what is it, like 200 rafts? 200 rafts were destroyed.
Oh.
They only had 7 left.
Oh my God.
Of the entire raft population.
Raft can build back in a week.
Yeah, but that means to have 216 rafts destroyed. That is, I mean, that's unthinkable.
So they must be working hard up there now to rebuild.
Yeah.
Can see them from the side of the grass.
And when did this quarry or cement factory, whatever it is that's down here, get underway? Is that new?
It was there all a while, but they do having a big project. They're dumping the wharf, expanding the wharf, so they're taking a lot out of it now.
Yeah.
They have about, when they're working, they have about 500 trucks going to the water.
Charles, you call yourself Charlie or Charles?
Either way is fine. Charles is fine.
And your last name again?
NESSON.
I just said greetings, Colonel. Hope everything, Irony. Please meet Charles Nesson, who has an interesting proposal to put to you.
Good.
Okay, I don't need to say
anything. No?
Sterling. Somebody will read this. Colonel Harris.
What does I really mean?
It's a way of greeting.
Yeah. Hope everything is well. It started with the Rastafarian term. So
how would it be used in a sentence? Well, if you greeted somebody, how would you?
You could greet someone and say "Irie."
Irie.
It means
everything.
Everything is okay. You know.
Last time I got home, when I got your foot, I took the shirt and pants, I took your foot by a seatbelt.
And that was one argument, right? Okay. My letter to Colonel Harris is totally different. Okay?
Okay.
And then it will give you the idea of the two different men. Greetings, Colonel. Sorry I can't make it to sharing what I know will be an interesting exchange of words between you and Charles Nesson, who I'm using this note to introduce to you. Hope all is well and hope to visit you soon. One love, sister.
Very good.
In other words, he's a man of words.
Very good.
So,
please. Yeah, somebody read that
thing. Well, you will probably have to read it for him or the lady who is there.
Yeah.
The lady who takes care of him at the house.